Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. 50 years ago today, Bob Dylan's landmark album, The Times They Are A-Changin', was released. It included the classic title track that captured the spirit of young America at the time. The album also included a song based on a real-life event at a Baltimore hotel in 1963.
Williams and Zinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore hotel society gathering. Then the cops was called in and his weapon took from him.
The song was called The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. Dylan ripped the story of Hattie Carroll's death straight from the news. In February 1963, William Zantzinger, 24-year-old white tobacco farmer from a prominent family in southern Maryland, was at a white tie ball in Baltimore. According to reports at the time, he ordered a drink at the bar from Hattie Carroll, a black 51-year-old waitress. When Carroll asked him to wait a moment, Zantzinger became upset, striking Carroll on the head and shoulders with a cane. In October, we spoke about the song with Bob Dylan biographer Howard Soons, who wrote Down the Highway, The Life of Bob Dylan. He picks up the story from there.
The cane was like a kind of Charlie Chaplin cane. It wasn't a heavy cane, but he struck her sufficiently hard that the cane broke. And she collapsed at this ball in downtown Baltimore. She collapsed and was taken to hospital, where she later died of a brain hemorrhage. And as a result of this, Zantzinger was arrested. And for manslaughter, not murder, as Bob Dylan wrote. And, of course, the case was tried. And Bob Dylan, up in New York, opened the paper one day, and he read a report of this, and he saw that Zantzinger had... the end result was he got a six-month sentence, of which I don't think he served very much, if any at all. And Dylan was outraged by this, saw it as a sort of paradigm example of racism in America and injustice, and wrote this very famous protest song.
But you, who philosophize disgrace and criticize fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears.
We also spoke in October with George Collins, who reported on the death of Hattie Carroll for the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper in 1963.
Anger was at an explosive level in the country on the very idea that this white man had literally abused a black woman, causing her death. And of course, it was old hat to those of us who had watched the rise and fall and the hesitation and the violence associated with racism in the country. So we regarded it as a typical case of a white man abusing a black woman for no reason, which over the years in this country had become a pattern. And it was not just another case of a woman dying accidentally or as a result of the blow that she sustained from Zantzinger. It was racism exploding all over again.
Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children, who carried the dishes and took out the garbage and never sat once at the head of the table.
Bob Dylan singing The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. It's on Dylan's classic album, The Times They Are A-Changin', released 50 years ago today. We've just heard from George Collins, who reported on the death of Hattie Carroll for the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper in 1963. Howard Soons wrote a biography of Bob Dylan, and he located William Zantzinger. It was decades after the trial.
I looked in the phone book, and Zantzinger, to my surprise, for such a notorious character, was listed in the Maryland phone book. And one day I simply rang him up from London. And I said, hello, is that William Zanzinger? And he said, yep. And I said, are you the same William Zanzinger made, you know, famous by the Bob Dylan song? And he instantly became quite angry. And he said, yep. And I started to ask him about the song, explaining that I was writing the book about Bob Dylan. And I was interested in how the song had affected his life. And he became extremely angry. He was a very aggressive man. And he said, it's actually had no effect upon my life. And then he kind of contradicted himself by raging at me that Bob was a no-account son of a he's just a scum of a bag of the earth. He didn't really make sense. He was so angry. He was incoherent. And what I didn't realize was until Zanzinger died was that this was the only time he'd actually ever really been asked about the song.
William Zanzinger, who had 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him and high office relations in the politics of Maryland.
Once again, George Collins.
For the black community and certainly in the area from where Mrs. Carroll lived, it is still known for that incident, because as a result of we learning what kind of character she represented in her life and with her family and her community, anger was multiplied several times, because there was a consensus that if certainly there's any lady on this earth who did not deserve that kind of fate under those circumstances, it certainly it was Hattie Carroll.
And didn't even talk to the people at the table who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a king.
At the time he wrote The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, Dylan was just beginning to attract national attention. He played the song on his first national television appearance on The Steve Allen Show. Steve Allen asked Dylan about the origin of the song.
Well, I could tell you about it. I could sing about it. I could do anything. If I talked about it, I would talk about it for a very long time. If I sung about it, it would only take as long as the song lasts.
I see.
This is around the time where he writes a series of protest songs.
Once again, Howard Soons.
And I think for people who don't know Bob Dylan's work very well, he's often portrayed as a protest singer. But in fact, there are very few protest songs, and they're from the very early part of his career. He doesn't tend to write generally about specific topical events. And the Zanzinger case is one of the rare examples, and it's probably one of the best of those songs. And I think certainly the song stands out. It's not stands up to the test of time. It's not one of his greatest songs. It's not up there with The Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall or Tangled Up in Blue. It's not one of the first rank of timeless songs, but it's one of the most notable protest songs of the very early 60s.
Howard Soons is the author of the biography Down the Highway, The Life of Bob Dylan. George Collins was a reporter and editor-in-chief for the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper. I spoke with them in October. We've got a link to a radio documentary that Howard Soons made about the lonesome death of Hattie Carroll, as well as a link to his book. It's on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's where you'll also find a link to the reporting that George Collins did on Hattie Carroll's death. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up on Maryland Morning, what's the best way to become a mentor? Stay with us.
In the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level and that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded and that even the nobles get properly handled once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em. And that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak, most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance, Williams and Zenger with a 6-month sentence.